It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The more big tech companies change, the more they look the same. This week, Amazon announced it will start letting creators upload their video content to Amazon's video platform, which might sound a bit like YouTube or even Facebook. Amazon wants users to think that someday their little video series could turn into this.
Yeah, well, in this world, they flattened DC with an A-bomb. How do you think a film is going to fight against that?
That's from the series an adaptation of Philip K. Dick's alternate history novel, The Man in the High Castle, produced by, yes, Amazon. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is here with more. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Ben.
So what is Amazon offering?
Well, I think what Amazon is offering largely is money. A lot of different ways to get paid. You can get royalties based on the number of hours streamed. You can put a video up for sale or for rent so that you can get revenue that way. They're also going to give out bonuses, $1 million a month to the makers of the 100 most popular videos that Prime members watch.
This seems a little bit like the company's self-publishing ebooks platform where they basically encourage authors to write stuff and sell it via Amazon.
It is. It is a little bit like that. And that is what is interesting is that it makes this move less about competing head-to-head with YouTube and more about them competing with maybe Netflix or maybe a company like Vimeo, because they are trying to make this sort of a semi-pro product and a place for video creators who might go on to produce big shows or even movies.
What does Amazon get out of this?
Well, most likely what Amazon is looking for is more Prime subscribers, because that, you know, these are all the things that continue to entice people to join Prime. Now, if you upload a video to this service, you can decide whether you're going to make it free to view for everyone, not just Prime subscribers. I suspect, though, that Amazon will encourage you to make it sort of Prime only. They get the ad revenue that they share with the video creators. And they also get more of a foothold into the living room, the destination that you would use for watching television, for cutting the cord.
Do you think it'll work?
It's going to be slow going. It's hard to build a brand new audience for video that isn't already trained to come there. Now, they've had some hit shows, and people are starting to understand that you can find good television viewing or good video viewing on Amazon. But I think it's going to be a long time before they start to think of them in the same context as YouTube. But, you know, Jeff Bezos is all about the long play, so he may not be in a big hurry.
Molly Wood, senior tech correspondent for Marketplace. Molly, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
In early April, an online game called Rust delivered an update, making it so that when you start the survival quest game, your character is assigned race and sex automatically. You do not have to be a psychic to guess at what happened next. Some outspoken gamers were angry about the inability to choose. Well, behind the scenes, game makers are thinking about a different kind of diversity. A recent study out of Columbia University says that the tension resulting from employees with more diverse work backgrounds can be important for making video game hits. Sally Herships reports.
So diverse work experience can help us do better work. But isn't that kind of obvious?
That's pretty obvious.
David Stark is author of the new study. But Stark says there's more to it than just that.
You're saying XXX, and I'm going, but it's YYY, and somebody else is going, yeah, but, you know, W is the thing we got to be doing.
Stark says, well, you need tension at work. You also need the ability to tolerate it.
So it's this ability to kind of hold tight, put up with the ambiguity, and turn it into something that's productive.
Here's what that looks like in the real world. Ray Brohlhide is 28. He's an artist at the game studio Dots. It's his job to design characters for the games, but it's also his co-workers. Recently, they were both working on drawings of a crab for a new project.
I definitely, you know, sort of in my mind initially was like, oh, this guy, like, this is wrong. The way that he's doing it is wrong. Like, this looks way too childish.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's the other guy, art director Ben Rudlin.
That is 100% fair. Absolutely. And it's still something with...
Rudlin is 31. He used to be a graphic designer. His version of the crab was orange and had a little smiley face. But Brohlhide's arts background is more classic and figurative.
I was sort of thinking too narrowly and being like, this is what a crab looks like. It's blue and it has a claw.
Wow, I have to say, you guys, I was uncomfortable just now. Like, I was like,
oh. So we're going to go have a fight. No.
Creating the perfect crab. Stark says this is why diverse experience is helpful. Brian Fargo is CEO of In Exile. He makes video games like Wasteland and Fallout. And he hires a mix of workers, even non-gamers.
Everybody's coming at it from a unique perspective. And they're all right, but they all can't get their way.
The song I sing will tell the tale.
Like recently, when the writers for Bard's Tale 4, an upcoming game, got into a tussle. Elves, dwarves, sure, but can a character's race be based on the Picts, a tribe out of old Scotland?
So it was like this crazy conversation with the writers that I had to like pull to a stop and get everybody to say, guys, we're just making a fantasy game.
So what happened in the end?
I won. No.
The Picts as a race, okay. Stark says, sure, you need people with different viewpoints, but you can't revise creative work forever. So in New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And Uber has agreed with a union to start the new Independent Drivers Guild for drivers here in New York. Helped along by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union, the new group will have some officially sanctioned meetings with Uber to, quote, enhance their earning ability and benefits. Since it's not an official union, drivers won't be able to bargain with Uber about pay and benefits, but they can talk about it. Communication goeth before solutions? Maybe. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.